1 o'clock hour, Chase Willie and D-Mace, Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin here with you as we say hello now to Coach Rick Stockstill of the MTSU Blue Raiders. Of course, JoJo and I, both alums of Middle Tennessee State University. Coach, how you doing?
Outstanding. How are you guys doing?
We're fantastic, and I know that it's only a few weeks away that the season will get underway, as you all will go to James Madison September 3rd for your first game. But how has the first few weeks of practices, how's everything going?
Good. I mean, I don't have a whole lot of complaints, to be honest with you. I think they've come to work every day with a great attitude, a willingness to be coached, a willingness to learn and to get better every day. Their effort has been good, and we've only had, it seems like we've been at it a lot longer than what we have been, but yesterday was just our 11th practice, so we've still got a ways to go, but I've been pleased with it, with how they've worked and what we've got accomplished so far after, you know, just 11 days.
When you're watching young players, whether it's freshmen coming in or sophomores that maybe haven't played a lot, what is it in particular that you're looking for that's going to make you think, all right, this guy has taken the next steps to show me that he's ready for me to throw more at him?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a lot of, you know, especially this year, because we had 14 new guys that got here, you know, this summer. We had 17 guys that did not go through spring practice because they had off-season surgeries. You know, so that's, you know, more than a third of your team, you know, that wasn't here during spring practice. You know, so they're all in different phases. You know, there's freshmen that just got here. There's junior college guys that just got here. There's guys that you know about that are coming off surgeries that you've got to manage them through camp, as they recover from their surgery. So they're all in different developmental stages, so to speak. But just, you know, you try to coach them hard. You try to, you know, throw as much at them as early as you can, you know, to see how they handle it and see what they, you know, especially the new guys, you know, what they can, you know, handle, you know, physically, what they do well and what they don't do well. And then are you putting too much on their mental plate, you know, that it slows them down? Because the worst thing you can do is, you know, you have a great player that's very instinctive and does a lot of good things, but the more you put on this plate, the more he slows down and becomes an average player. So all those things you try to figure out as a coach, you know, during August camp, during camp, and find out what they can and can't do.
Talking to the head football coach at MTSU, Rick Stockstill, who's also a part-time psychologist. Would that be apropos, Coach?
I tell you, I think we in this coaching profession today, I think we're all like that. So, but yeah, no, it's I love our team where we're at right now. I love our guys. I love their attitude, and just, you know, they've got a really, really good work ethic right now of coming every day with a good attitude and ready to prove something.
First game, 2.5 weeks at James Madison. How much have you started to plan for that, or do you wait till you get a certain point out before you start game planning for that first game?
Yeah, Joe, I mean, probably still a few days out. You know, we got our second scrimmage this Friday, and then school starts next Monday. So here in the next 4 or 5 days, we'll start breaking into scout teams, and as coaches, you're planning and looking at James Madison. But as far as right now, players introducing them to James Madison, we really haven't done that yet. It's more of continue to coach and get better and implement our, you know, offense, defense, and kicking game schemes, and what we want to try to do and see what our players can do. So we're still about 4 or 5 days out from that, Joe.
Yeah, the coach, the first three of your four games on the road, Chase and I were talking earlier about, you know, you played at Florida State with Bobby Bowden, how, you know, teams wouldn't play him. He'd go on the road. You get a big win on the road. You come back. He would take the grass from the other stadium and put in a little garden there in Tallahassee. What did you learn from Coach Bowden all those years ago about going? Because you've had some big wins, Coach, on the road at MTSU. What did you learn from Coach back then about preparation, going on to the road in these hostile environments and coming away with a win?
I think the big thing, Joe, is just, you know, your mental toughness. When you go on the road, you gotta pack an extra bag of toughness, whether it's physical toughness or mental. But because, you know, you're sleeping in a different bed, you know, you're going to a hostile, so to speak. I mean, nobody's there cheering for you. You may have a handful of people, but most of them are cheering against you. So just to be the mental toughness, the physical toughness that you have to bring with you to play on the road, you know, they call it a home field advantage for a reason. And, you know, so just probably that, you know, you pack an extra bag of toughness because you know it's not going to be easy to be able to get the job done. But, you know, you got to find a way to get it done. And so I would say that to answer your question.
We're talking to Coach Rick Stockstill of Middle Tennessee State University. Joe and I had the opportunity a few weeks ago to be a part of the Blue Raider Blitz and do a roundtable discussion with Chris Massaro, but you brought some players to that event, including both your quarterbacks. I know you're probably not going to tell me who's going to start against James Madison right now, but how has the quarterback competition been?
Good. You know, I think it's been healthy for one. Really a great room. They all pull for each other. Even the two young guys, Kyle Lowe and DJ Riles have really done a nice job with their opportunities. And, you know, they're really, really into the developmental stage of their careers because, you know, they haven't been here very long. So I've been pleased with them. And then, you know, Chase is healthy. He hasn't missed any practice. We haven't had to hold him back or give him a day off or anything like that for his knee. So that's encouraging. And so, but he and Nick have both done really well. They both did some good things in the scrimmage last Saturday and are continuing to get better every day. And, you know, neither one of them have been in this offense, you know, much or very long. Chase missed the spring, and then, you know, Nick obviously got a bunch of it in the spring, and now here, you know, through 10, 11 days of practice. So we're getting closer, though, to answer your question. I mean, we don't have to do it right now, but we're getting a really good feel for it. I got a good idea where we're at. These next 4 or 5 days before we, you know, kind of start solidifying a two deep, you know, at every position.
Do you, Coach, do you miss two-a-days?
You brought up Coach Bowden, Joe, and Coach Bowden back then, I mean, we all did two-a-days. It was funny, talking to the quarterbacks today, was in there before Brent got in there or just talking to him. And I asked him, I said, have any of y'all gone through two-a-days? You know, I know you haven't done it in college, but in high school, did you have two-a-days? And a couple of them did and a couple of them, you know, didn't. You know, but Coach Bowden used to always say, you practice better on one-a-days and you coach better on one-a-days because you're fresher and, you're not as tired, and there's certain aspects of it that I miss, Joe, just that grind of it. But I think, you know, in this day and time, it's probably better from a health standpoint and a protection standpoint on your players, just doing one-a-days. And if you remember, you know, back, Joe, when you played, we played, I mean, you had 105, 110, whatever it is, on scholarship. You may have 150 guys in a locker room.
Right.
You know, so you had a lot more players. You had a lot more bodies, so to speak, that, you know, you had three and four deep in teams, you know, first team, second team, third, fourth team. And now it's you're basically working two deep, and if you're fortunate, you know, you got three deep at some positions. So, but just with the limited amount of players that you're allowed to bring to camp now that NCAA rule limits, it's probably best that you don't do 2-a-days.
It's a smart, because you remember you'd have to do in the morning, the afternoon, and then you'd have the meetings and the lunch in between. And by the time you got back to the locker room to go to the afternoon practice, it was like, oh my God, get me through these next 2 hours. And I'll do whatever you ask of me going forward in my life. It was brutal, but I see the point now of the one practice of not having to worry about having your, you know, save something in the tank for the practice later in the day. That makes perfect sense. That's why Coach Bowden was a legend.
Yeah, you know, Joe, and it's, you know, these guys, you know, and I'm not acting like we were better or tougher than them, but, you know, they talk about the grind of camp. They don't understand what real grind is or was. I mean, you were shorts and shoulder pads, full pads in the morning and shorts and shoulder pads in the afternoon, and, I mean, it was a bloodletting. And, I mean, it was constantly hitting and, you know, I didn't have it because I was quarterback, but those linemen, it just got the stew beat out of them every day.
Rick Stockstill is with us, head coach at MTSU. Real quick, I want to ask you about your new offensive coordinator, Mitch Stewart, that former head coach at Murray State, was at Samford the last couple of years, joined your staff. What has he brought, maybe some new ideas to the offense and to the coaching staff?
Yeah, I've been, you know, really, really fired up about Mitch, you know, since he got here, and I've known him, you know, for a long time prior to him coming here. But an excellent football coach, you know, just very, very positive with our players, has a good plan. It's not, you know, night and day different from what we've been doing, but it is a little bit different. And our players have adapted well to it. Our coaching staff has adapted well. And, you know, I'm fired up about, you know, Mitch being here. He's a great, great person, a great coach. And, you know, it's that transition has been very seamless. It's been very smooth, and our players have adjusted and adapted very well.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate the time today. We look forward to talking to you throughout the season, but we'll do it again soon.
Sounds good. I appreciate you guys.
Coach Rick Stockstill, head coach in MTSU. They will kick off their season September 3rd at James Madison. And, of course, you can hear that right here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We are your home for Middle Tennessee State football.
It's got the James Madison at Colorado State, home for TSU on that Saturday night, the 17th.
Yep.
Back on the road to take on Miami. That'll be a fun game to watch. So, football's here, brother. 2.5 weeks out for MTSU, and of course, a week and a half out from Vanderbilt taking on Hawaii on the 27th.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited to see Vandy go to Hawaii.
9:30 at night. I mean, you could look. The teams from the mainland have played Hawaii. It's not been. If you're a betting man, you bet on the Rainbow Warriors for that. Because that's now if Hawaii comes here to the mainland, it's different. But teams that go out there, it's a whole different ball game.
Coming up next, I want to revisit a topic we had earlier in the show. Coaches that you'd love to play for.
Yeah.
He obviously played for Bobby Bowden.
Yeah.
And let's open it up. Any era. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
Dead or alive, any era that you would love to play for. 615-737-1025. You can call. You can text. Chase Willie and D-Mace. He's Big Joe in today. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.